The weather report for today says, today the weather is fine, with an atmosphere of spring in Berlin and the suburban districts, although there is a fresh wind from the east. Three more incidents are reported from the German Czech frontier. On Saturday, 10 Czech soldiers attempted to blow up the wooden bridge across the river Tyja in the Berhardstal, which is on German territory. The Czech soldiers placed 10 kilos of dynamite under the bridge and were about to set fire to the rail when they were sighted by two German frontier guards. As the Germans approached, the Czech soldiers fled across the frontier. The dynamite has not yet been removed from underneath the bridge. At 9 this morning, a Czech military plane flew over the German-Czech frontier at Bärenstein in the Erzgebirge. The machine was sighted by a number of people and recognized beyond doubt as a military plane. After the plane, which was a two-seater fighter, had circled round for some time, it returned to the frontier and shaped its course towards the town of Presnitz in Czechoslovakia. On its way back to Presnitz, the plane suddenly caught fire and crashed on Czech territory. People on this side of the frontier observed how Czech frontier guards and soldiers attempted in vain to rescue the pilots from the blazing debris. Furthermore, Czech soldiers made onslaughts on two bridges at Ulrichsberg and Hohenfurt, north of Linz. These bridges are half German, half Czech, and the Czech soldiers had wound straw round the wooden supports of the German part of the bridges and poured petrol over it. But before they were able to set the straw on fire, German frontier guards approached and the Czech soldiers preferred to retreat far into Czech territory. Regarding the incident at the Tyja Bridge, the Czech press agency reports that Czech soldiers had actually attempted to enter German territory, but that they had not intended to blow up the bridge. The Czech military authorities reported the incident to the Prague Foreign Office, whereupon Dr. Kraftar, the Czech Foreign Minister, pleaded an excuse to the German ambassador to Prague. Dealing with an additional version of the Czech news agency report regarding the Tyja Bridge incident, the Berliner Tageblatt writes that even if the Czech report according to which Czech soldiers exercised near the bridge were true, the conduct of the military commander of that platoon was irresponsible in view of the seriousness of the political situation and cannot be termed otherwise but provocation. The Berlin paper further emphasizes the striking contrast between the Czech soldiers and the Sudeten Germans, who had always shown an exemplary discipline. The result of the municipal elections in Czechoslovakia and the victory of the Sudeten German Party has made a deep impression on all the powers interested in Czechoslovak affairs. The British and French papers again asked Prague to settle the Sudeten German problem according to the demands of Konrad Henlein. Daily Mail declares that the critical situation after the overwhelming victory of the Henlein party will force the Czechs to make concessions. The intrigues started in Paris and elsewhere, says Daily Mail, by way of prompting the Czech government to act on the spur of the moment, were calculated to cause the explosion which was generally feared. Britain must stand aloof in the matter, whatever happens, and avoid to be drawn into difficulties by pacts with France, the Soviet Union, or Czechoslovakia, or even the Geneva League. It is also being tried in Paris to get out of an unpleasant situation. Petit Parisien, impressed by the election victory of Konrad Henlein, is of opinion that Prague might contribute to the general appeasement by sending the reservists home who had so recently been called to the colors. The Paris papers, as well as the London press, advocate the realization of the Sudeten German demands by the Prague government, which could alone eliminate all difficulties likely to lead to a more serious conflict. According to a report from the press office of the Sudeten German Party, the informative discussions between Herr Konrad Henlein and Dr. Hadja, the Czech Premier, which will serve to clarify and pacify the political situation, have begun today. The rapidly melting snow and the rainfalls of the last few days have caused floods in Steiermark and in some parts of Kärnten. Unfortunately, 8 persons have lost their lives in the floods. Region leader Birkel has asked for the relief train Bayern, which left Leipzig for the distressed area today. The Romanian Premier Miron Cristea, coming from Warsaw, arrived at Krakow today, where he placed a wreath on the tomb of Marshal Pilsudski. It is stated in political circles of Warsaw that Premier Cristea has discussed various questions connected with the Polish-Romanian agreement during his stay in Warsaw. In connection with the rumors of alleged arms transports in South Africa and the speculations on pending disturbances in Southwest Africa, Deputy Laudner Burg stated in the Sunday Times of Johannesburg that all apprehension in that respect was unfounded. The administration of Southwest Africa had ascertained with satisfaction that the rumors concerning secret arms imports did not correspond to the facts. The London Afternoon Press also regards the situation in Czechoslovakia is less critical than a few days ago. To a certain extent, the London Stock Exchange reacted, however, to the opposite. British investments, as well as foreign bonds, dropped and the turnover was rather low. In contrast to the rather optimistic view of British and French papers in connection with the Czech problem, the Budapest government paper St. Husak asks whether, after the events of the last couple of days, it was possible to believe that certain Czech circles actually wanted peace and order. Another Hungarian paper purports to know that a panic-like atmosphere prevailed in Prague as the nationalities problem had entered into its decisive stage, and responsible people knew quite well that a dissatisfactory solution of the problem might lead to a European conflict. The Warsaw newspaper Courier Czerwony, dealing with the situation in Czechoslovakia, says that the Czechs had completely lost their heads, and by their conduct, they rendered the situation still more critical. The nationalities problem in Czechoslovakia urgently demanded a solution, emphasizes the semi-official Polish paper. According to Polish newspaper reports, Comrade Litvinov, the Soviet Russian foreign commissary, traveled from Paris to Prague with a forged passport issued for Sutton Markovsky. Comrade Litvinov is stated to have had discussions with Dr. Beneš, the Czech president, and Dr. Hodža, the Czech prime minister. Several Sudeten German officials in Czechoslovakia were subjected to disciplinary punishment because they had taken part in the main meeting of the Sudeten German Party. Lord Plymouth, speaking in the House of Lords of the Anglo-Mexican oil dispute, said that Britain would only be satisfied by the Mexican government returning the British-owned oil fields to their legal proprietors. The Paris paper Liberté, dealing with French arms deliveries to Red Spain, declared that since December the 26th of last year, every month, two ships laden with arms and ammunition had arrived at Bordeaux, and from there the war material was conveyed to Red Spain by rail and in lorries. The post-mortem examination of Herr Böhm and Herr Hoffmann, the two Sudeten German farmers who were shot dead in Eger a couple of days ago, proved that they had been fired at from behind and at a distance of only 7 yards. Witnesses stated that when the police guard fired the fatal shot, Böhm's and Hoffmann's motorbike had practically stopped. Thus, the post-mortem examination contradicts the official Czech report, according to which the policeman had aimed at the foot wheel, pardon, at the front wheel of the motor bicycle. The interest coupons of the American Young Loan due on June the 1st, 1938, which bear the stamp United States of America domicile October 1st, 1935, will be purchased in the same way as were the coupons due on December the 1st, 1937. Holders of such coupons will on due date be able to sell their coupons of their value of $20 for $27.50 nominal at Mrs. J.P. Morgan & Company, New York City, or at one of the American agencies of the Hamburg American Line. On the other hand, young marks can be purchased according to regulations.